The Connecticut Senate passed a revised budget in special session on Thursday. The bill plugs a nearly $1 billion budget hole in the next fiscal year that begins on July 1st through spending cuts and the shedding of hundreds of state jobs. It is the culmination of a tough legislative year that saw lawmakers return over and over again to grapple with the state's growing budget deficits. This has been difficult for some lawmakers, who are upset that there will be fewer state services for their constituents. One of those lawmakers is Representative Roberta Willis, a Democrat from Salisbury in the northwestern corner of the state. She's retiring after 16 years in the State House of Representatives. WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udoma spoke with Willis. Willis told Ebong it's becoming increasingly difficult for her to explain the state's chronic financial problems at home.
I also feel that the political world is a little upside down, and so it was a good time to exit.
By upside down, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, on the national front, you know, the national conversation is very discouraging. And on the state level, it's, you know, a frustrating as well.
In the past few years, we've had to deal with huge deficits in Connecticut and trying to set our financial house in order. Has that been part of your frustration?
Well, it is, because explaining to constituents why we're in this fiscal crisis, trying to describe the budget situation, is really not for the faint of heart, and it doesn't lend itself to a soundbite. You know, it is a complicated issue.
You're co-chair of the Higher Education Committee.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you've been able to do, and what has been your frustration dealing with funding of higher education?
Well, higher education in Connecticut, which is not much different than other states across the country, has seen less funding from the state, and that has sadly resulted in tuition having to go up. So that is clearly discouraging for me. We've made gains in terms of achievement, but in terms of cost and affordability for Connecticut students, that has become problematic.
What would be your advice to someone who's trying to deal with the fiscal situation we have in Connecticut right now? What has to be done to try and make things balance out going forward?
It took us years to get into this mess, if I might say, and it's going to take us a while to get out of it. And a lot of it is not of our own doing. It's economic forces that are both, you know, Connecticut is not an island, so there are global forces and national forces that are work that influence Connecticut's economy. You know, our population trends are changing. Connecticut was primarily considered a suburban state and really built itself up on that. And now we're seeing the changes where more people are moving to urban areas. So, you know, that is something that has affected Connecticut as well.
Now, let's talk more personally. What drove you to run for office and become a member of the legislature in the first place? And what do you think you've been able to achieve in your 16 years?
You know, I came from a generation where you felt you had to be involved and you had an obligation to contribute and make a difference. So I was interested in the environment and women's issues, civil rights, and those sort of directed me to the next step, which is running for public office. And I've accomplished, I feel like over the last 16 years, we've made a lot of progress in those areas. I'm very proud of what we've done on education. We are closing the achievement gap somewhat. We started the Community Investment Act, which has funded land preservation, affordable housing, open space. That's quite an accomplishment. We did civil unions and same-sex marriage. We abolished the death penalty. We did election reform with campaign financing. So I feel as though I'm leaving, you know, that's another reason that I feel comfortable leaving at this time, that I feel I have been part of something that has made a difference, so I can feel good looking back.
Well, Representative Willis, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.